He postpones the task. Therefore, what is unique about the spirituality of Judaism? It is its ethic, its morality, its spiritual ideals. But exactly what is a Jewish ethic? His answer to that question, if you press him against the wall, is to say, let us first create the spiritual center. And within that community of elites, trying to create this special human society, they will define for us more precisely the ethic, the essence of Judaism, the essence of its spirit. But of course, the question is, you know, what comes first? Do you create a spiritual center for something which is still unclear? You need to preserve a spirit which you cannot define? In other words, don't you get yourself into a kind of confusion here if you can only speak about a spirit which is undefinable and will be undefinable as long as this elite doesn't define it more precisely? So Ahad Ha'am is a wonderful example of the kind of psychological angst, the psychological struggle going on in the mind of an intellectual who on the one hand has repudiated his Jewish religious past, on the other hand is seeking a spiritual center within Jewish culture. Ahad Ha'am was a brilliant Hebrew essayist. He wrote wonderful essays, clear, crystal clear Hebrew. He was able to evoke the imagery of the Bible and rabbinic literature. He was well educated in all of Jewish sources. And in every respect, as a literary person, he was Jewish at his core. The problem, of course, remains, can you define Jewish spirituality, the essence of a spiritual center in Israel, without reference to the religious dimension of the Jewish experience? I won't answer that question, but I'll raise it as a question. And here is a person that can answer it for you, my second example. Ahad Ha'am, of course, had many adversaries. Cultural Zionism was only one option among the various options that Zionist thinkers could take. But one who was quite radical in his own way became one of Ahad Ha'am's chief critics. His name was Jacob Klatskin. He was an essayist who eventually settled in Germany. He also wrote in a wonderful Hebrew. He was a brilliant scholar of the Hebrew language and literature. He wrote very important essays. He was as erudite and as learned as Ahad Ha'am was. But for Klatskin, his idea of Zionism was radically different. For Klatskin, the only goal of Zionism is to regain the land of Israel and to normalize the people living there. Right? In other words, I threw out to you as one of the paradoxes of Zionism, normality versus abnormality, that at the same time within the Zionist movement we had people who were pushing for a kind of spiritual ideal of a unique nation and so on. On the other hand, you were arguing for people that just wanted to be like everybody else. All right, now I've concretized my generalization by saying the first example of the spiritual ideal is that of Ahad Ha'am, and his critic and the opposite pole is Jacob Klatskin. Arthur Hertzberg, the historian, once called Klatskin in the following way. He was the first important Zionist thinker to affirm that a third-rate normal national state and culture are enough. In other words, let's just have Switzerland in the Middle East. That's all I want. I don't want all this spiritual stuff. I don't want to walk around, you know, saying I'm better than everybody else and I have a moral heritage to present to the world. What do I need it for? I just want to have a police force and I want to have a shopping center and I want to have a video mall and I want to have Jewish prostitutes and I want to be like everybody else, you know, normal, without any problems. Of course, even to say that at this point, you know, in the history of the state of Israel and the Arab, the Palestinian struggle is to think in terms of a fantasy. I'm sure all the people in the Middle East, Jews and non-Jews, want normality. But here was Klatskin writing at the beginning of the 20th century saying, forget about all this spiritual stuff. We don't need to be spiritually unique. We don't need to possess a divine or even a secular destiny or a mission to the nations of the world. All of this, he argued, was the mark of a diseased mentality of abnormal nations. Here's the problem of Judaism. Judaism once was kicked out of its land. It was normal. And then it started to fantasize as it lived for thousands of years in the diaspora. And in order to rationalize and justify itself, said Klatskin, it came up with this ridiculous notion of chosenness, that we somehow, there is a sign of God's providence in the notion that we are suffering and we are powerless.